Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And despite what people will tell you, in an age of video games that are more and more focused on epic narratives and slow burn adventures, we play for one reason and one reason only: to win. There are some titles out there that didn't want us to do well at all. So let's take a look at the titles that tripped us up just as world record laps were about to be set. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that you can break by playing perfectly. Number 8, Burger Time. As anyone who's worked in the food service industry can tell you, busy hours at pubs and restaurants can be an utter nightmare. A frenzy of bodies clamoring for attention which you have to navigate while also avoiding co-workers who are also zooming about the place. Thankfully though, when it comes to reflecting this part of our society in video games, it's usually made to be a lot more fun, where instead of sweating bullets, you're racking up points by plating food or cooking up culinary masterpieces. And for the most part, Burger Time is such an experience, with you helping a teeny tiny chef build burgers while avoiding sentient food that seriously does not want you to have a happy meal. It's simple but frantic, and one that only ramps up in difficulty as the stages get progressively harder. However, even a master chef could not foresee what would happen if the player hits level 28, as here the enemies become supercharged, moving faster than anything you've seen before, and if you somehow manage to survive this food fight, then the game inverts and moves at a snail's pace. Watching burger ingredients move slower than erosion kills the experience. And while it is possible to carry on playing, stages can now take upwards of an hour to complete. Whew, suddenly I've lost my appetite. Number 7, Pac-Man. In perhaps the most infamous experience of a kill screen, the legendary Pac-Man arcade game does indeed have a very definitive means of blocking the player from progressing any further. The now dreaded stage 256. Which turns the game into an utter hellscape. Now, thanks to the popularity of Pac-Man, there were literally thousands of players around the globe all competing to be the highest scorer on the block. And while the game implies that things will go on infinitely thanks to a huge selection of levels, upon hitting stage 256, half of the arena will be completely disfigured by rogue code. Now, you can still pilot your little pellet muncher into this minefield of broken assets, but doing so will likely lead you to becoming stuck in such a state that not even the ghosts can pull you out of your own misery. Therefore, in the race to become the crowned Prince of Pac-Man, players soon focused on maximizing their score before they hit this point, rather than the kill screen itself being the final prize. Number 6, Call of Duty Zombies. With a franchise getting as much time, attention, and more importantly, money pumped into it each and every year, it's actually quite surprising when rogue glitches and gameplay-altering experiences make their way into the Call of Duty games. However, this specific bug was actually only discovered by people who went above and beyond when they dominated the zombies mode. Now, this bug completely derails the experience if the player can survive past round 163 on the insanely popular game mode, which is no small feat, let me tell you. After this point, the health of the zombies resets thanks to their data being tied to a 32-bit binary system, and can result in them instantly dying or being killed in just one shot. As you can imagine, this somewhat affects the tense and frantic gameplay, as now enemies go down with next to no effort, yet it doesn't actually stop there. As before mentioned, this is a binary code, basically meaning there's an off value and an on value. And as such, this glitch only happens on every other round, meaning that you'll now have a brutally hard wave and then a ridiculously easy one, and balancing both can throw players for a loop. Weirdly though, this glitch appears in multiple zombies modes, specifically the ones developed by Treyarch, possibly suggesting that the team can't fix this without breaking something far more important in the code. Number 5, BioShock 2, Minerva's Den DLC. Okay, so if I'm being honest here, this entry isn't exactly an example of the code of Bioshock 2 coming down around your ears should you be able to plug splicers perfectly with a harpoon gun. Instead, it's more of an Easter egg in the same vein. But you know what? It's just so goddamn good that I feel duty-bound to share it with you all today. As you're journeying through this Subnautical sequel's DLC, you'll come across a terminal which has the word Spitfire plastered all over it, and a tape recorder next to it explaining that this big hunk of glowing goodness is Rapture's very first video game. In a manner similar to Asteroids, you have to pilot your ship around the screen and avoid being shot down, and should you manage to get 9999 as your score, you'll actually crash the code. This kill screen also nets you a reward as well, and provides a nice reprieve from the horrors of the rest of the game. Nice. Number 4. Bubble Bobble Revolution. Bubble Bobble may well be one of the most incredibly rare examples of gaming perfection. The mechanics and concepts are so tight that there's genuinely no fat to cut off the experience. Trapping enemies in bubbles and popping them over and over becomes utterly cathartic, and it is a brilliant ride for all skill levels. Bubble Bobble Revolution, however, is nothing like its ancestor. For a start, the controls feel like jam was used to stick the cartridge together, and everything from the graphics to the sound design actually feels like a step down. Yet this is nothing compared to the abysmal air quotes reward that players get for being able to get to level 30. As here, if you are playing on the North American release, the boss wouldn't spawn, leaving you adrift with nothing to do and no way to fix the issue. Imagine that, making some nice progress through an incredibly cheap and artificially difficult title, only to be presented with nothing. Awesome. Number 3. Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt is a title that will forever be burned into the minds of older gamers for one good reason. That bloody dog. His constant laughter added unnecessary salt to the wounds of our failure, and it wasn't long before players all across the globe were looking for ways to hack this title in order to be able to old yeller this bad boy for good. It also inspired many gamers to simply knuckle down and put in the hard graft, vowing to become so good at Duck Hunt that they'd never have to see that chuckling canine ever again. However, in doing so, they ended up breaking the game. If the player was somehow able to get to level 100 on the one duck version of the game, then upon completing the round, they wouldn't be awarded with a glorious message of triumph, but a moment that could only be described as a cluster duck. Suddenly, ducks would fly around at lightning speed across the screen, and even your best efforts couldn't hope to bring them down. And then it happened. The dog appears, laughs at you over and over and over again until it boots you back to the title screen with a game over. He truly had the last laugh after all. Number 2. RC Pro-Am. RC Pro-Am is a glorious bastard if ever there was one, and while this game is still amazing fun to play even to this day, it is one of the dirtiest players in the book. Well, at least to those who actually seek to master its twists and turns, that is. You see, the devs wanted to make sure that all levels of skill were challenged with this title, and so set about making it that other AI racers adapted to how well you did, getting incrementally faster the more laps you completed without falling into last place and burning out. However, there wasn't a cap on this skill ceiling, and so while it was easy to breeze into first place for the first few laps, soon you begin seeing something horrendous in your rearview mirror. That bloody yellow car. Seriously, this cheating prick was the bane of any RC Pro-Am experience, being able to supercharge their way back into the race no matter what you threw at it, and eventually, thanks to the incremental rise in speed and acceleration, the yellow car wouldn't just overtake you, it'd lap you over and over and over, rendering the race unwinnable. Even if you could hold on against this onslaught, the other cars would also slowly catch up in speed, meaning that you were always destined to lose. Rough stuff, right? And number 1, Tetris on the NES. So, if you've ever wanted to feel utterly useless as a human being, then you should definitely watch professional Tetris players. Because trust me, these people are truly another breed. From possessing amazing pattern recognition skills to being able to perfectly adjust to situations should things not stack up properly, the prowess shown here is actually quite mind-blowing. In fact, it's so intense that even the original game couldn't keep up with them. In an effort to try and curb the experience, the NES title of Tetris had a huge spike in speed that hits around level 29, and renders it impossible to move the blocks from one edge of the screen to the other before they hit the stack. However, as I've just mentioned, pro Tetris players aren't bound by the same laws that we are, and they found out that it was indeed possible to carry on playing for another 120 levels. 120 levels at this speed? Are you kidding me? Well, it turns out that not even having precognition will save you from the game's final failsafe, which kicks in after this point as the score hits maximum capacity and completely shuts everything down.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.